that the existing level of service B of Route 277 will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They were received on April 7, 2010, and referenced that there are three soil types on this parcel, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were received on April 21st, 2010, and referenced that the site is located in the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available for the project, that the parcel has been provided with an 8-inch sanitary sewer lateral along the parcel's frontage, that the sewer district is currently under construction and is scheduled to become operational as early as the summer of 2011. That connection to the sewer system is mandatory and parcels are required to connect within the first year after service becomes available, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, so we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Had me worried for a minute. I'm getting low on numbers here.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Kevin Schroeder, and I reside at 22624 Pine Haven Drive here in Georgetown. I'm the vice president of Dry Dock, Inc. Dry Dock, Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Dry Dock presently has a small facility on the property that actually was a one-room schoolhouse at the turn of the century before the last. And we use it as a meeting place for recovery groups throughout Sussex County and the lower part of the state. These 12-step groups rely on our facility for their meetings and consequently for their recovery from addiction. We have approximately 40 meetings a week that last 1 hour, and they're scattered throughout the daytime. Typically, there'll be a 10 o'clock meeting, maybe a noon meeting, and they are 7 days a week. No one resides at the facility. There are no cooking facilities there. Hundreds of local men and women have made their first contact with recovery at that facility and have gone on to become productive people in the community. Sadly, the building that we're in is well over 100 years old. As I stated, it was a one-room schoolhouse that served the community. And it's in dire need of replacement. It's probably falling in on itself. If we get a favorable outcome to this application for conditional use, it'll allow us to begin the process of submitting site plans and building plans. We envision replacing the building with a footprint of about 28 by 60 and obviously provide adequate parking for it. That's really about it.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
You were talking about a 28 by 60 possible building?
Approximately.
Is there enough high ground there to support that?
Yes. It sits right where the present parking is, so the parking on the north end or the side of the property that's toward where the existing building is, when that's removed, then that'll be parking. But that's the highest ground, actually, where the existing parking is now.
Right. That was my impression. That's why I was wondering where you were going to locate a building of that size and still have sufficient parking. Okay. So you wouldn't anticipate any on-street parking?
There will be off-street parking.
I mean, people that would have to park along the road.
But they've been parking along the road as it is. You know, typically, they'll be at some of the biggest meetings. There may be as many as 40 vehicles, 25 of which will be in the parking lot that we have where the new building would go, and we'll have 10 to 15 cars along the street.
Because I could imagine that as that whole area continues to grow, that could become a hazard in terms of that many cars parking with the increased traffic I would anticipate.
Yeah, because of the way that the road curves as it comes off 24, it is a difficult issue, but to provide more parking has been one of our biggest concerns there.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. O'Burton.
In your future plan to expand the building, does the driveway stay in the same place?
Yes.
That'll be determined by Delta. It's pretty much right on the corner, so it's
right on the corner.
Right where it has to be, probably.
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Ross.
Are there any parking requirements for us?
The parking requirements will be based on the building and the use and calculation. It's whether it's fixed seats or permanent seats, and it breaks down to certain square footage for they're going to be movable seats, most likely. I got
yes.
an assembly hall or a private club type status, and I'd have to sit down and calculate it, but I don't know that 40 vehicles would be the number. It'd probably be less as far as required. The only difficulty I saw at the site, I went by when one of those big meetings was taking place, and they were had parked on both. I don't think there was any cars on the opposite side. They're all parked on the same side of the street that day I went by. I don't know if there's an occasion where they park on both sides.
But typically, the noon meetings can have as many as 15 cars that have to park
outside on the street. But when you do your revised site plan, got an acreage enough. I know it drops off quite a bit. Is there access land enough to put all the cars on site? Because typically that's what we would require.
Once the old building is gone, and we're not sure if a historical group is going to take it or it'll be torn down, I'm not certain of that yet, but we can move north toward Route 24, it's going to require a great deal of clearing.
Yeah, right.
But that's what we can do.
But our what required parking that our regulation require would have to be on site, not on mm-hmm. the street. Todd, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
Other questions? Okay. Mr. Lang, do you have any questions?
No, same question. I was concerned about the on the road parking. That was my only concern there.
All right, Council?
No questions, thanks.
I don't have any questions. I do want to encourage you, though, if it's at all possible to salvage that building. It probably has some historic value that someone might be willing to move it off and put it someplace else, you know, or something.
We've had inquiries to do that.
Okay, great, good. Well, hopefully somebody will step up and do that, and we won't have to tear it down. So, all right, sir, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1827, Dry Dock Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1827? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1828. Mark and Dawn, and somebody has to help me with this. Thurial. Okay. Thank you.
I didn't want to try. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a boat and RV storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel of 88.34 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, 1,100 feet east of Route 365. For the benefit of the commission, I have passed down copies of the site plan survey submitted by the applicant on their behalf. We did receive, again, three agency comments. We received comments from DelDOT. They were received on May 12th of 2008, and that the comments referenced at the site shall have a commercial entrance along Route 26, that the existing residential entrance shall be removed, topsoil seeded, mulched, and regraded to assure positive drainage, that entrance plans shall be developed in accordance with DelDOT rules and regulations prior to entrance approval, that an additional 20-foot of right-of-way was dedicated to public use, and a 10-foot-wide temporary construction easement was established along Route 26. That a 27-foot wide strip was reserved for future DelDOT road improvements, and that a letter of no objection is not a DelDOT endorsement of the project. from the Sussex Conservation District. We received comments on April 7th of 2010. Those comments reference that there are five soil types on this parcel, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on April 21st, 2010, and they referenced that the site is located in the Beaver Dam planning area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that if and when the county provides sanitary source service, a connection to the system will be required, and that the county does not have a schedule at this time to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
I have a question.
Questions?
Sorry.